In 1966, the Hudson River was plagued by industrial pollution, and folk singer Pete Seeger and a group of activists decided to build a boat to save the river by bringing together communities across the region to protect and restore the river. 3 years later, the sloop Clearwater set sail with a mission to save the Hudson through education, advocacy, sailing, and music. Nearly 6 decades later, Hudson River Sloop Clearwater remains resolute in their mission, and to date, more than 500,000 people have had the life-changing experience of sailing aboard the Clearwater. This past Saturday, July 4th, the Clearwater, which was escorting the Portuguese tall ship NRP Sagre, was removed from the Sail 4th 250 parade by, excuse me, parade of sail by the U.S. Coast Guard, and escorted out of the exclusion zone by the U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Navy, and NYPD. Clearwater's Captain Rory Kane inquired why and was informed the removal was due to the presence of banners reading Save the Clean Water Act and Indigenous Rights, Racial Justice, Climate Solutions. In a statement I got from the Coast Guard Public Affairs Specialist, Second Class Sydney Phoenix, explained as part of the parade of sail, participants agreed to conditions established by Sail 4th. One of those conditions was not to display political or politically charged messages, statements. The owner of the sloop Clearwater was contacted and requested to remove the message being displayed or to be removed from the parade of sail. They declined to remove it, so the Coast Guard enforced the agreement on behalf of Sail 4th, removing the vessel from the parade. Here with the Clearwater's side of the story is Executive Director David Thoman. David, thank you. Thank you for making time today here.
Yeah,
And
thank you, Andy, for having me on. I appreciate it.
yeah, so I think, by the way, and I've talked enough for the day, but I your the statement released by Clearwater seemed very, very objective, by the way.
We appreciate that. And we tried to be as honest and straightforward as we could be. I do want to state that the statement you just read is inaccurate. I was on the vessel. I was there while right by our captain as our captain was speaking with the two Coast Guard vessels, one on either side of the sloop. And note that by our being, we were an invited participant. We've been coordinating with them for a year and more to be a part of this event under their invitation. And we were that entire morning, appropriately so, the captain is on the protected channel of all the ships and vessels and coordinators that are managing the parade. And there is certainly opportunity at any point in time for a message to have gotten to the captain and or to me to make a call into the Sail 250 coordination people, of which we did on our own accord once the situation took place to ask what was happening. Because at first, there was no explanation as to why we were being removed from the parade, and my naive first assumption was they thought we were just a public vessel out enjoying the ships, and that they needed to get us away from the parade area. And so I'm sitting there, like trying to explain to them, "Hey guys, we're in the parade. We're supposed to be there." And they're like, "We have been ordered, or you are ordered to, remove yourself from the parade," without explanation at first. Then eventually a Coast Guard agent aboard one of those boats shouted to our captain that it was based on the banners that we had flying on the boat. And so our captain very appropriately followed every order of the Coast Guard. There were even times when the Coast Guard, these two vessels that stayed very close in escorting us away, they did not say, "Hey guys, you got to get out of this parade and over there." They escorted us and stayed by us while the parade progressed, which in my opinion was somewhat extreme, but that's what they did. And
What
but
were
there
you
were
going to do? Go like re-enter the zone, the parade
yeah
zone? I'm not
I
sure.
mean, we're a very slow 106-foot sloop compared to their boats that are out there. But anyways, it's interesting. There were times they were helpful, because there were times when their directives were not logical for our size boat. Our captain shouted that back to them, offered suggestions on a better course of action for us to move to where they wanted to. They accommodated that. So the interaction between both were great. Our captain, Rory Kane, did a great job through the whole process. But we were never informed of initially of what the reasoning was. We were never contacted to having to take down the banners and or leave the parade. That was never communicated. The only action that took place was the East Coast Guard vessels coming and escorting us away. And so I was standing by our captain as I said, we need to call into them right now. We need to talk to them and communicate with them. And we made a call to a person within the SAIL 250 group that we had, phone contact information with. And just to clarify, a few days prior, earlier in the week, all that we had a sat in a captain's meeting with the other vessels captains and the coordinators, and it was very clear the communication channels were open and who to call and where and everything. So we made the phone call, and all we were told is that the decision was above them to the person we were talking about, and left it at that, and did not offer an opportunity to change course of action, remove the banners, anything along those lines.
Regardless of the interpretation of your messaging on the sales,
Yeah.
were you informed that indeed political messaging was to be excluded?
So there's a couple ways to look at it. First off, let me quote from the agreement that we have signed with them. So where our interpretation comes from, and that is that the vessels may not display any flag sign or distribute any literature that includes sponsorship names and/or logos without providing examples of these items. And then it goes on to also say, or promote other sailing events. So they did not want us promoting events or other promotional. So that was the written agreement that we signed and were understanding of. Through the multiple conversations of coordination, they certainly hit on, when you say political, they certainly did not want somebody coming in with a political agenda. Now we feel, in the Clearwater spirit of who we are, what we're speaking to are environmental social issues, and we're awareness of things. And if you take the things that were stated, Save the Clean Water Act, Indigenous rights, racial justice, climate solutions, nothing in there is words of threat. Nothing's threatening. Nothing is poignant or specific against any political party, action, or anything. They are awareness issues on environment and on social justice, which Clearwater is well known for.
Correct.
Clearwater has, and the organizers, we would hope, had known that as well. They certainly are familiar with the vessel. We sailed in 1976. We sailed again in 1986 in the celebration of the restoration of the Statue of Liberty. In 1986, we had two banners on board. So some of this was not a lack of understanding. Now, if you look at it in hindsight, could either organization had been forthright on, let's have sit down, have the discussion with them, make sure this is absolutely okay? Yeah, that could have been a better way to handle it. That did not take place from either position, ours or theirs. And again, from the spirit of Clearwater and our history and who we are, we feel what we did was very American, and we're celebrating America, and we're celebrating, the freedoms that have come out of the well-worded Declaration of Independence that were celebrated on the 4th. And so, and in that spirit, we thought we were representing ourselves as the Clearwater, as we are, and as we're known to be, and as the host of the Hudson River, because we are the Hudson River Signature Tall Ship, and we're America's environmental flagship, and that is why we were invited to be a part of it. So the other thing that also obviously could have happened, right, is that phone, we were our banners were while we were circling in the gathering space of ships. Well, I mean, our banners were up for an hour, hour and a half, and very visible because we had ships cheering us on as they came by us that were in the water and in the parade.
It's
The
the popular messaging.
opportunity for the call and a request, or even a directive that, listen, guys, that's from our understanding, we don't want that. And if you're going to stay in the parade, that needs to come down, or you need to turn out of the parade. None of that ever took place.
Well, we can will allow our listeners to take what they will from this experience. They can draw their own conclusions, but I appreciate your clarifying. Just real quick, when the ship Sagre, the NPR, is it NRP
Yeah.
Sagre,
Sagre, yes.
it obviously continued regardless. It was more of a symbolic act of your escorting
Sure.
them.
Yeah, our escort was absolutely symbolic. It wasn't of necessity in any way, and it was just pairing an American vessel with with the countries that were coming through, and they were sailing north from down further in New Jersey, down Sandy Hook direction. So
Oh, I see.
they just were on a straight course right into the parade in their alignment. Our job was from this gathering area to meet up with them on their starboard side and sail through in partnership with them.
Now,
I mean, we were flying their flag in appreciation of, the Portuguese vessel.
speaking with the executive director of Clearwater, David Thoman, I appreciate your coming on today and telling us what Clearwater experienced on Saturday, July 4th. Now, I know this is rather a striking pivot here, but I understand Clearwater is hosting a very special concert coming out with our friend Jenna Nichols. Can we talk about that before we end
Yeah,
our chat
please.
today? I'd love to hear
This
about
is
that.
great for your listening area for sure. So Jenna Nichols, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, wonderful voice, will be singing and playing for us at the local in Saugerties this Saturday. Tickets are absolutely available. Easiest way to get there is go right to clearwater.org, and it is in part to support us, but it's also a chance for us to speak to a music audience, and we'll keep everybody informed on Clearwater and where we're going. Another thing that'll be happening this summer, we're actually pulling the sloop off the water to do a major restoration project by the beginning of August, and that'll be at the riverfront, the Rondout waterfront right there in Kingston at the Maritime Museum. And in partnership with the Maritime Museum, we'll have docent and programs that'll help educate people about shipbuilding while you're looking at the actual work being done on a historic sloop.
Well, do me a favor and let's stay in touch if you don't mind. Maybe we could do another one of these conversations in anticipation of that
That would be wonderful. Look
later
forward to it.
this. Okay. Maybe we can even get you in here at some point.
That would be great as well. I appreciate
Thank
it.
you. My pleasure. Thank you, David Thoman, Executive Director of Clearwater. I hope everything gets back to
That's all right.
whatever version of normal.
And thank you. Really appreciate your giving us a chance to tell the story. And like I said, I was on board, so I was right there while it was all happening.
Well, I can only imagine how what a day that was for you guys out there. But I think from what I could tell, everything was handled very, very gracefully as possible, considering.
And we were able, staying out south of the Verrazano Bridge, we were able to continue sailing. We were able to watch all the ships pass us by. We were able to take our passengers fishing, and they brought in species, including a small shark and a flounder that we were able to capture right there, or bring net in through a seining net. We have a license to do that for education purposes, and then we release. And but it just gives the passengers an opportunity to see what's actually swimming below those marit waters.
Which is in line with exactly kind of what you guys are about. So, even regardless of all the events that took place, you're able to still pull off an incredible day, sounds
Yeah,
like.
it was great.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Very much appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is the Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.